enrollment is down this fall at all but a few colleges. State funding continues to decline, and that's only when lawmakers bother to approve funding. Many high schoolers are choosing to leave the state for college. So overseeing Illinois' public colleges and universities isn't exactly a cushy retirement job. But that's okay with Al Bowman, the retired Illinois State University president, who was recently appointed executive director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education. He tells GLT's Ryan Denham that he took the job after getting a call from Tom Cross, the board's chair and Bowman's former colleague, asking him to fill in for a year or so.
To be honest, I jumped at the opportunity, primarily because I'm just extremely interested in higher education and extremely concerned about what's happening in the state right now, especially with the out-migration of high school seniors to other states for college. It's very concerning. When I was president at Illinois State, we were the second largest exporter of college students, second only to New Jersey. That hasn't changed, but what has changed is that the number of students leaving the state has really accelerated. Part of that was driven by the budget impasse, but those numbers have been growing for the last 10 years.
So what can you potentially accomplish there with the Board of Higher Education related to that out-migration of students? If it's only a year that you might be there or a little bit more, what are some things you want to start thinking about?
Yeah, the out-migration is obviously to address it. It will have to happen at the campus level. You know, campuses... in many ways, we'll need to emulate the kinds of successes that Illinois State has had. This campus has made itself very attractive and very competitive. Consequently, enrollment is stable. And interesting, I never would have dreamed that that Illinois State would be the third largest public university in the state. For many years, Northern was larger, Southern Carbondale was larger. And that the tables have completely turned. But they've turned because this campus, I think, has done what it needs to do to compete with Big Ten, Big 12, and out-of-state institutions. And the payoff is means that the campus can depend on a stable source of revenue through tuition as those dollars have replaced the state support.
Speaking of state support, state funding has continued to decline for public universities, as you well know, now less than 17% here at ISU at last check. So given that decline in state commitments, what is the role of the Illinois Board of Higher Education at this point?
Part of the role and part of the reason I wanted the job is the board makes recommendations to the governor and general assembly for funding for not only universities, but also for scholarship programs like the MAP program. And in my mind, there was some advantage to having a spokesman for the Illinois Board of Higher Education who had extensive campus experience. You know, I can talk about college life in a way that a typical state agency bureaucrat can't. And so I felt like, you know, in a small way, I could use my skills to represent the very important needs of public higher education in our state.
I mean, some of your former colleagues at ISU and folks who work at universities around the state, they may associate the Illinois Board of Higher Education with, you know, state mandates, an agency that is the state telling otherwise autonomous schools how to operate. So I guess what was your view of the board back when you were president, and how has that kind of view evolved now than in this new role?
Sure. The tables have turned. When I was president, one of the things that I enjoyed about a presidency in Illinois is that Illinois public universities, since they have their own boards, have a great deal of autonomy in making decisions about what the campuses are going to do. And if you're a college president, you having that freedom and flexibility is very important, and professionally, it's part of the reason I enjoyed the presidency so much. That autonomy for the state is probably not as helpful. You know, the state has certain needs, And there, I think it's essential for the state to better coordinate the activity of its college campuses so that they work together, so that they meet the workforce needs of the state. And you need an agency that plays a coordinating function because that's a very important role. The public investment, even though it's been declining, is still very large. And there needs to be state oversight.
That's former Illinois State University President Al Bowman, who was recently appointed executive director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education. I'm Ryan Denham.
Get a closer look at declining enrollment at Illinois public universities. To check out an interactive graphic on our website, wglt.org. You're listening to Sound Ideas.